Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Powerful, reflective, great music. Jim, Patrick, Shadow, Bucket, Ginger, and the mouse, Mr. Goble, or Mrs. Goble. This is Scott from the suburbs of Kansas City and all the rest of the suburbs pod community, as well as the wonderful interns. This is Scott from the suburbs of Kansas City. I'm calling in for my March new music. First, I'm going to talk about the band Heat Manager from the New York City area. I don't know much about them because they have not told us much. They've released one album, and you can find the album on Bandcamp, and also it is streaming. But outside of that, you don't know very much. The lead guitarist is Jake Rabenbach. Jake Vest is the bassist. He was originally with the band High Time, which is a Grateful Dead tribute band. And the drummer is Greg Faison. The album is called Relaxed American. I would sort of call them sort of a psych Americana band. And if you listen to them, they are definitely sort of Americana. And they have a humorous touch to them, very entertaining. They released one single originally called Palm Strings. And that would be the cut that I would like to have you listen to. It's entertaining. They name drop a bunch of bands with the cut. It, like I said, they're extremely entertaining. I found them, I liked them a lot, but I could not find out anything. Nothing was listed on the Spotify page. Nothing's listed on the Bandcamp page. I could not find a web page. They are pretty much an enigma. But they are fun.
Sick and alone backstage at Coachella, tried to hang out with Best Coast and Cults. Oh well, I'll just look at my phone while I wait for Kanye to play. Then Ye threw a party in a tent behind the stage while migrant workers made minimum wage. Cleaning up the mess left by the kids on MDMA. I was kicked to the curb of the golf cart path in between Shangri-La and the Grapes of Wrath, 'cause I wasn't on the list and the front man was mingling inside. Paul McCartney was there, he was dressed in white. See the Black Keys, who I guess were alright, and all I wanted was an Advil and a hotel shuttle ride. Palm Springs, Indio, these are places no living creature ought to go. Stage at noon on the dot, the laughter
For my album of the month, I'm going to Bob Mould. Bob Mould is, first I'm going to say who I couldn't pick. Jason Isbell, Patterson Hood, and My Morning Jacket. And I could have picked any of them. And at the end of the year, any of those three could be my album of the year. I loved all three of them. But right now, my mind is incapable of narrowing anything down. It used to be my mind would just narrow down on something, laser focus, and that's it. Right now, my mind looks at things more like a soup. They sort of float on top, and everything looks good, and nothing focuses. That's just my mind works like right now. And right now, Bob Mould looks really good. And Bob Mould's been around since the 1980s. He's done fantastic work. He's been extremely consistent. He was one of the original great hardcore artists with Husker Du, and then he went to Sugar, and he's still been consistently great all along. He still is angry, does it as well as anybody, and he came from the hardcore scene, still makes powerful, reflective, great music well into the 2020s. His band is Jason Narducci and John Wooster. John Wooster, he stole back from the Mountain Goats. I saw the Mountain Goats last summer. Great concert. John Wooster was a drummer. John Wooster toured with the Mountain Goats all last summer. Amazing drummer. Well, guess what? He stole him back. This album is extremely strong. Again, Bob Mould has power pop, tearjerkers, lost or stolen. I'll just give you an idea. The song "Everything I Thought Was Lost or Stolen," just the line "Everything I Thought Was Lost, It Was Stolen." That sums up the song. There are some tremendously strong, just outright rockers. Toward the end, he sums it up well with a couple of songs that wrap up the album with. There's Thread So Thin, which is an impassioned plea to just keep fighting, which is a call for us to just keep on fighting about the situation we're in. It's not lost. Things are crappy right now, the situation politically, but it's not lost. We just have to keep on fighting. That's what he says. And then he ends it by saying that if the world goes down in flames, I want to be by the side of, if society collapses, you can't stop living, you can't stop loving who we love. If we go down, we go down with who we love. So we go down loving and fighting. Okay, that's the way it should be. We got to go down loving and fighting because that's what's important. If we have to go down fighting, we got to go down loving. I like that. Bob Mould's album is super strong. It's passion. It's also got love. It's a very strong album. It really hit me. And the song that I'm going to pick, it's one of the rock songs. It's one of them that is it's definitely an anthem, and it's Fur Mink Augers.
Yeah.
And finally, I'll make a statement about Jesse Wells. I said Jesse Wells is releasing an album every month. Well, he didn't. This time he released every song he had last year. So if you want to find out what he released last year, he released it again last month. So again, I'm going to say, listen to Suburbs Pod Radio. Love your pets. They keep us going. They are important. Animals deserve our love. And that's it. This is Scott Isom from the suburbs of Kansas City in Raymore, Missouri. And thank you. Bye.
I didn't know the world was ending. I didn't know God's wrath was next. I never seen that many trolls down a rabbit hole until I went and logged into X. I asked the man what to do with my fingers, and the man didn't disappoint. He said, I'll tell you a story. Look at that minority and point, point, point. If peace ain't pulling a profit, if love ain't making a buck, it takes two to tango. If they need a bad guy, the man's gonna make one up. Man tamed down the horse, and that he saw no error. So he did the chickens and pigs and the cows, and then domesticated terror. And the snowball kept a rolling, and we can't seem to get it to stop. They're trying law and order and securing the borders, but our own field grows the crop. If I ever want to see that flag up high, I'm gonna have to cut the pole in half. Cause most of the time, most of our lives, it's been flying down at half mast. Hotels, casinos and spaceships, Teslas and tunnels are fine. Folks get too close to the big White House and they lose their goddamn mind. Came to me. He said, boy, I'm gonna tell you the news. I said, aren't you CIA? He said, I used to, but I still do too. So we chewed our creatine gummies, and I wondered if he was lying. I said, what do you know about Vegas? He said, what do you know about dying? He said, it's gonna be a bloody 25. He said, there's gonna be some loss of life.
If we have to go down fighting, we gotta go down loving. I like that.